Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Shailendra. Here are the top stories. Bharti Airtel Chairman Sunil Mittal has stressed on the need for a hike in telecom tariff, labeling current rates as unsustainable. He said that the telecom market and regulator will have to be on the same page before Airtel can implement a tariff hike, and added that the company had taken a clear stance on the issue of tariffs and is of the view that a hike is necessary. World Bank President David Malpass on Saturday warned G20 leaders that failing to provide more permanent debt relief to some countries could lead to increased poverty and a repeat of the disorderly defaults seen in the 1980s. Malpass said that he was pleased by progress made by the group of 20 major economies on increasing debt transparency and providing debt relief to the poorest countries, but felt more was needed. Byju's reportedly raised $500 million in a fresh funding round from private equity players BlackRock and T. Rowe Price, which elevated the online education startup's valuation to $12 billion. The investment raised more than $2.3 billion from its investors in 18 funding rounds so far. The Bengaluru-based edtech firm saw a substantial rise in its valuation due to the ongoing pandemic, adding over 25 million new students to its platform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the G20 summit on Saturday said that the COVID-19 pandemic is the biggest challenge the world has been facing since World War II and is an important turning point in the history of humanity. Modi said that work from anywhere is a new normal in the post-COVID world and suggested creation of a virtual G20 secretariat. He suggested developing a new global index for the post-corona world with key elements including creation of a vast talent pool, the availability of technology to all segments of society, transparency in systems of governance, and dealing with Mother Earth with a spirit of trusteeship. State-owned lender Union Bank of India on Sunday said that its board will meet next week to consider raising equity capital through various modes. The modes include further public offering, rights issues, private placements, preferential allotment to the Government of India, among others. The public sector lender, however, did not disclose the amount of capital it intends to raise. The Reserve Bank of India has become the world's first central bank to achieve 1 million Twitter followers. The account witnessed as many as 2.5 lakh new followers joining RBI's Twitter handle. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das shared the news on the microblogging site and congratulated his colleagues. The central bank has surpassed the US Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, emerging as the most popular central bank on Twitter. The eminent economist Ashima Goel said on Sunday that India's macroeconomic situation is improving fast and the country's GDP growth will turn positive in the third and fourth quarters of the current financial year. She said that the management of the COVID-19 pandemic and gradual unlocks announced by the government had helped in avoiding multiple COVID-19 peaks. Goel, who has been appointed as member of the Monetary Policy Committee of the RBI, said there is progress on many reforms which will make higher long-run growth sustainable. And that's all we have for in today's podcast. Have a nice day.